so my voice may be a little gravelly. It's the 27th of March, 2024, and it's a cold, cold day here in Pineville. It's 24 degrees this morning. This weather's kind of schizophrenic. Can't decide what it's going to do. One day it's in the 70s, and the next day it's down the 20s. So today I want to talk about philosophy. The philosophies of men. You know, the definition of philosophy is a systematic study of general and fundamental questions concerning reason, knowledge, value, mind, and language. Existence, reason, knowledge, value, mind, and language. You know, when I was in the university, we studied the philosophers. Philosophers like Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, Kant, Nietzsche, and many others. And one thing was absent of every one of those philosophers, and that was a disregard for the true life giver, Jesus Christ. Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, Nietzsche, Kant, they did not recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as the one who had all knowledge. And so all of their so-called knowledge was irrational knowledge, because they didn't know the one true God. Colossians 2:3 says, in whom, speaking of Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Richard Bennett, a former priest in Trinidad for 22 years, told me that the first 2 years of seminary in Rome, where he studied as the Roman Catholic Church, they didn't even open the Bible. They looked at all the philosophers. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. For thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will forget thy children. True knowledge is the recognition of who the true knowledge giver is. We can't have true knowledge if we don't know the knowledge giver. We don't understand existence if we don't understand the one who created all things, the Creator. And Aristotle and Socrates and Kant and Nietzsche and Plato didn't understand who the true life giver was. Job 38:2, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? But when we have the knowledge of Christ, Psalm 139:6 says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, is high, I cannot attain unto it. Ephesians 3:4, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Only God can teach us good knowledge and judgment. Psalm 119:66. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Well, it's good that we have been given the knowledge of salvation, is it not? You ever hear Plato or Socrates or Kant or Nietzsche or Aristotle talking about the knowledge of salvation? Luke 1:77, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Proverbs 2:10, when wisdom entered into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. So the wisdom of men is foolishness with God. You know, you can see that in 1 Corinthians 1:2. But Proverbs 2:6, the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. We can't get knowledge from anywhere other than the knowledge giver, and that is Christ. Romans 10:2, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Job 15:2, should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Proverbs 33:9, I neither learn wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy. Well, this, the philosophies of men, the word knowledge is found 169 times in the Bible. And you find two kinds of knowledge described there, the knowledge of men and the knowledge of God. 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, after Richard Bennett studied 2 years the philosophies of men, but after being a priest for 22 years, it was revealed to him the truth of the knowledge of God. He came out of the Roman Catholic Church. Proverbs 5:2, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Jeremiah 11:18, the Lord hath given me knowledge of it, and I know it. Then thou showest me their doings. Proverbs 14:7, go from the presence of the foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. These philosophers, these educators, these professors think they're so wise. They think they're so smart. They think they're so intelligent. But yet they have not the truth. But they speak things in vanity, in vain. Hosea 6:8, I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Second Peter 1:2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Christ warned the Pharisees and the lawyers and the scribes and the hypocrites about their their earthly wisdom. He said, "Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered." And so when we see this, we see what's going on. Proverbs 2:5, "Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." First Samuel 2:3, "Talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." Ephesians 1:10, "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." So anyway, you know, all of that garbage that was taught to me in the university, God has caused me to cast it aside. Realize that it was nothing other than foolishness. You know, you cannot gain truth from those who deny truth. You cannot gain truth from those who deny truth. You know, so this morning, let us go to the one who gives all knowledge, Jesus Christ, and cast off the evil works of darkness. God bless. Oh!